I'm Rona Tarrant. US bishops have criticised an announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that it plans to alter government policy relating to immigrants' access to social safety net programmes. In a statement, bishops said the move undercuts decades of administrative policies and guidelines on how immigrants are treated and their access to federal aid. The bishop said that changes would be harmful to families and would prevent them from accessing important medical and social services. The Vatican and China have signed a provisional agreement on the appointment of bishops. The deal, signed in Beijing by deputy foreign ministers on both sides, gives the Holy See a say in naming bishops and grants the Pope veto power over candidates. Pope Francis also lifted the excommunications or irregular status of seven bishops who'd been ordained with government approval but not the Vatican's consent. Beijing had long insisted that it must approve appointments of bishops in the country. The US ambassador to the United Nations has rejected Iranian claims that the US and its Gulf Arab allies are fomenting unrest in Iran. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Iran is ready to confront the US and its allies a day after an attack on a military parade killed 25 people. However, Nikki Haley responded by saying Iranian leaders should look closer to home, accusing Rouhani of oppressing his people for a long time. Bishop Frank Duane has written to lawmakers urging them not to allow politics to delay their work on the opioid crisis. The letter was sent as Congress considers a bipartisan bill that addresses several aspects of the crisis. In the letter, Bishop Duane praises lawmakers for their cooperation, but urged them not to allow the midterms to derail important work on the issue. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.